Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of March 2016, and this is the 333rd Moll Out Loud podcast. I woke up very early this morning for a webinar, and when it had finished, the sun was just rising, and it was an absolutely perfect day for going for a long early walk. But after my webinar, I felt quite hungry, so I thought perhaps I would have breakfast first, which I did. And I was sort of sitting on my sofa and watching the sun, and it was warm there, and I found that I started really faffing about. And it was about an hour later that I finally got my boots on and went outside and started up for my Knocklofty walk. But I had got about, I suppose, 10 minutes underway when I could see, from a different viewpoint, I could see the sky, and there was a very, very heavy-looking cloud coming towards me. The black clouds were kind of coming in my direction, and I had my iPad with me, and that's how the photograph that accompanies this podcast was taken. And I didn't have any rain cover for it. I had a backpack which isn't waterproof. And I was a bit anxious about going ahead with my iPad. And on the other hand, I thought that if I went back to get a raincoat and to get wet weather gear for my iPad, there was no way I was going to go out again. And so I was in this kind of dilemma. I thought that, you know, if it actually started raining then and there, I would go home again. On the other hand, I didn't want to find that I had walked to the furthest point and that it then started raining then, and so that I would have an hour of walking back in the rain. So I wasn't quite sure what to do, but in the end I decided I would start walking, and I did, and the rain did start at the point at which I was at my furthest away from my house. Sorry, my cat has just come here and is very interested in my jug of milk that I have for my tea. Probably more interested in being fed. So at that furthest point, I was just sort of feeling the drops, and I took off my jumper and wrapped my iPad in it and huddled my backpack around my front so that I could protect it as best possible, and then kind of continued my walk. And it actually stopped after about 3 minutes, and I wasn't very wet at all. And I came back and I realised that, you know, if I had known that the rain was going to start at the furthermost point, I would have turned back. But I would not have known that it was going to stop in 5 minutes or so. It really made me think about a lot of things. One was this kind of procrastinating before going out when it was actually really lovely, and how kind of looking at kind of missing the boat because of hanging around too long and just not acting. And then I was thinking about how being inside and looking at the blue sky, I really didn't have the whole picture, that I needed to go up and out a bit further in order to see what the weather was doing all the way round. But that at that point I still didn't have the full picture in terms of what the weather was going to be doing over time. So there was an element of the unknown that I would have to live with. And so it's sort of about taking that next step in the unknown and how each step taken takes you further towards your destination. And yes, it might rain in the middle, but I'm so glad that I did go for that walk in the end. So it just really was quite an interesting process this morning. It was also funny taking a walk at a time when I'm usually writing, but I had been thinking about writing earlier. And also I know that this evening I'll be doing a bit of work on my novel as well. And the walk to me felt much more important, both because I feel so much better when I'm walking and I get really clear thoughts, but also because I really want to keep or reintroduce, I should probably say, this habit of walking every morning. And I have not been able to do that every morning, and it's been harder and harder to get myself moving. So that was a very good start to the day, and this afternoon I've been working on my website or trying to find things out about how to do things to my website. And that's been a great afternoon too. I've been doing quite a lot of research. Not quite sure what the next steps are, but I guess I'm closer to them for having read a few articles and made some notes. I do hope that whatever project you're working on, that it's going well for you, and that if it isn't, that you are giving yourself a good piece of time out, that you're resting or doing something, some alternative to it, that is what, energy giving? That's probably not quite the right word, but that revivifies you in some way, that refreshes your outlook. Sometimes a walk is just the thing, even if it's just to the end of the drive. So I do really hope that your day has been good, or that your day is going to be good if you're just about to embark on it. I lied to you on Thursday when I told you that I was going to have a sabbatical week next week. It's not next week, it's the week after. I had quite a confusion on Thursday about what day of the week it was, and in fact what week of the month it was, and it led me down several rabbit holes, and this was just one of them. And so I will see you again on Monday, and I really look forward to it. Thank you very, very much for listening, and have a great Easter if that's what you're celebrating.